It's 6:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The commission that will redraw the maps for Colorado's congressional elections is off to a rocky start, CPR's Andrew Kenny explains.
At their third meeting ever, the state's independent congressional redistricting commissioners fired their chairman. The bipartisan group had previously selected Danny Moore, a Republican entrepreneur, to lead them. Then reporters discovered his Facebook posts with unfounded accusations about a, quote, Democrat steal in the election and references connecting the pandemic to Chinese people. Moore says he was just trying to start a conversation. But other commissioners say he undermined the public's trust in their work, with one questioning his ability to tell fact from fiction. The group voted unanimously, including the other three Republicans, to remove him as chair. He will remain on the commission. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
A new report shows that home prices in Denver jumped nearly 7% in 1 month. CPR's Sarah Mulholland has more.
Colorado homebuyers still can't catch a break. The Denver Metro Association of Realtors says the average price for a single-family home is almost $680,000, a record. That's about $100,000 more than the average price for a detached home a year ago. The booming home prices are great for sellers, but buyers are stuck in increasingly aggressive bidding wars. The Realtor Association says people are going to extreme lengths to get their offers accepted. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
The Cog Railway that runs up Pikes Peak is taking ticket reservations once again after a multi-year overhaul. Here's CPR's Dan Boyce.
The Cog Railway closed in late 2017 in need of major renovation to its rare crank-based track system. That work is finishing up, and the new train is just about ready to clank up the 9 miles to the 14,000-foot summit of Pikes Peak. The attraction is a major economic driver for the small mountain town of Manitou Springs. The railway doesn't officially open until late May, but you can now reserve tickets on their website. In Colorado Springs, Dan Boyce, CPR News.
Today is Election Day in Colorado Springs. 21 candidates are running for 6 seats on the city council. Voters can turn in their ballots through 7 p.m. And there's high fire danger along that part of the Front Range this afternoon. This is CPR News.